For this week's big story in the Quad City Times, reporter Devin Patel wrote about how foreign doctors are helping to fill the doctor shortage in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana, and I talked with Patel this week about his story. So why is there a shortage of doctors here in the first place?
Well, for the Quad Cities, and which is seen in a lot of places in Iowa, is that there really is a lack of connection for doctors. There's very few incentives to come to Iowa. And so you're seeing that not only in the Quad Cities, where foreign doctors have had to become more of a stopgap for the shortage, but in Iowa as well, where the percentage of foreign doctors has increased over the last 10 years.
And your story is, of course, about how foreign doctors are helping to fill that gap. How are the Quad Cities and the state of Iowa drawing in foreign doctors who, especially compared to American doctors or doctors from the Midwest, would have even less of a connection to this specific region of the country?
Well, interestingly enough is that in order to incentivize foreign doctors to stay, there are a number of different waivers that allow them to extend their visas, one being a state-sponsored program called Conrad 30. And so Conrad 30 allows each state 30 waivers to doctors to serve in either health provider shortage areas or medically underserved areas. Now, one of the more interesting things about foreign doctors, though, who have used these waivers is that their retention rate in Iowa is starting to increase. So 15 years ago, it was about 50% of them left. Now about 70% are staying.
And what contributed to that shift?
Well, it's a number of factors. For a number of the doctors that I spoke to, it was just the people. They immediately established a relationship with not only the staff in the hospitals or the practices that they were working in, but it was also the residents and the patients that they've met. And so it immediately established that sort of sense of place that they were missing. Sure, Iowa doesn't have the diversity that from their own home countries, but having some place that feels safe and familiar is very important to them.
You talked a little bit about medically underserved areas, MUA, is that correct?
Yes.
And can you talk about some of the issues in those areas and why that's a problem?
Well, for these areas, there are very few to no incentives to go there. So, for example, for a medically underserved area, a lot of them lack that diversity I mentioned before. So even if a doctor were to go there, there's really no incentive to stay or something that would kind of anchor them to that area. With the Quad Cities, though, is that you're seeing that kind of uptick in diversity, uptick in amenities, things that people are starting to realize that there's a lot more to this area than perhaps isn't conveyed.
And you mentioned some of the data there about how 15 years ago compares to even just 10 years ago in the Quad Cities and their retention rate. How does that compare with the trend across the country?
Well, right now, nationally, one in four doctors are international medical graduates. And so that's increased mightily over the last 10 years. And so one thing that's happened, though, is that the number of residencies is declining. And so these places essentially need to find doctors in order to fill this gap. And so in Iowa specifically, over the last 10 years, the growth of physicians, 33% of the growth of physicians is actually attributed to foreign medical graduates.
What have some of the doctors you interviewed said about their reasons for coming here and eventually staying?
Well, the number one reason for the doctors I interviewed was the people. It was plain and simple, is that one of the doctors who had actually immigrated from Syria, he didn't know anybody except for some family members. But what immediately kept him in the area, though, was he was drawn to how friendly people were, how inviting they were, how accepting they were. And for someone who is completely new to the area, who struggles with the English language, that's a big deal in terms of leaving an impression on them.
And you mentioned Syria, which I think obviously goes to some of the immigration policies we've seen trying to be introduced at the federal level. How does this administration's view on immigration and some of the stances they've taken, how will that affect trying to attract foreign doctors to these areas?
Well, just this year, of the seven countries that were on the travel ban that was not upheld, 1,000 physicians have applied for training or residency programs this year. While not the biggest pool of applicants, it still is a big deal. The other thing that has occurred, though, is because of these policies, is that foreign doctors are becoming more apprehensive to talk about it, too. Just in the story alone, a number of doctors wouldn't even touch the subject or wouldn't talk at all about the story because they're afraid of any kind of backlash that will be directed towards them as of anything that might oppose these opinions.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, you know, in Iowa and in a lot of middle America, you see that there is sort of this gap, this shortage of doctors. And part of the issue is retaining the people who do practice in state. Iowa, for example, only retains 36% of its graduates. And so foreign doctors have become really an important resource because they now make up the second most number of physicians outside of in-state ones. So it's an important thing that they, if something were to happen in terms of visa reform, what already is a shortage is going to become much worse. And so that not only affects the foreign physicians, but it affects the patients they want to treat.
Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
You can read Devin Patel's full story on how foreign doctors are helping to fill a doctor shortage this Sunday in the Quad City Times.